you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member, you'll know a thing or two about an expertly packed capsule wardrobe that balances business and leisure. So you can go from conference sleek to cocktail party chic with a few new accessories. You can hustle from 9 to 5 before exploring with ease from 5 to 9. Because you're the chief excursion officer. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/business.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Hi, Nicole.
Oh, you froze.
Oh, did I really?
On my end, and I was so confused. I was like, are we going to start? But we started.
You also look like you froze, but I thought you were just looking at me like you look like
sorry. Like I was like, you start it?
Yeah,
already?
You're like, hello, and I was like, oh god, I guess I'll start. Usually, you say hi first.
No, you start. You took a drink and then you stayed that way, and I was like, oh no, we're never gonna start.
No,
well,
here we are.
Hello. Daylight savings time is truly still kicking my ass. I don't like it. I hate that it's dark so fucking early. Who did this? Who? The farmers? I hate them.
Hey, we don't hate the farmers. Okay. The farmers are necessary.
Yes.
Okay? They're bringing us food.
They bring us food.
And that's important.
Yes.
They're not the ones who made the rule. The government.
I forget. I have to support the farmers.
We have to support the farmers.
I just, sheer, it's awful. Yeah. 5 p.m. it's pitch black, and then I have to like go on and do more things, and then by the time it's 11 or 10, I'm like, it's been dark for years.
People die with the change. People have died because
you've said that before.
Have I said that?
I think that's because it's like it's wild, though.
The change is like too abrupt for their sleep schedule, and so people like straight up like have heart attacks and die.
Wow.
Or like other health problems.
I understand. It is very abrupt. It's terrible. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Nicole.
I was given information and I ran with it.
Wait, should we start over or are we like leaving that in?
Leave it in. Leave it all in.
Okay. Happy New Year, Nicole.
Have you made any resolutions?
No, I rarely do.
Oh, interesting.
Just because I feel like my goals are goals whenever. And it doesn't really matter what time of the year it is.
Yes, Diva, own that. It doesn't fucking matter what time of the year it is. You have goals that you will achieve.
Exactly. Do you have resolutions? You do yours around your birthday, right?
Yeah. And they're written in my planner. I no longer use a paper planner anymore, if you could believe it.
Wait. I'm sorry. Hold on. Did you say you don't use a paper planner anymore?
I gave up the paper planner like 3 or 4 months ago. I was like, I can't write it and have it in my phone. It's too much.
Wow.
I know. I never thought I would give it up.
Yeah.
I loved it. It had a great run. Also, they stopped making the specific planner that I like.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And it was really hard to adjust to a new planner.
Okay. Well, I'm glad if you did have to adjust that it was digital as opposed to a different format in the analog version.
Pretty proud of myself. Hold on one second. I have to turn on my air conditioning. It's really hot.
Okay, go for it.
Please hold. Don't go anywhere.
Holding.
Thank you for holding. It was getting so steamy in here.
Oh my goodness. Well, reduce that temperature.
A nasty little office that was just steamy.
So steamy.
So hot where I'm working.
What are we talking about?
Happy New Year.
Oh no. This is actually a Groundhog's Day episode. We just keep resetting.
Do you have any resolutions?
No.
No, that's
oh, you're
left
about your
off.
Planner.
Mm-hmm.
You're digital now. Yeah.
Yeah. So now I'm fully digi. Also, speaking of digi, did your phone update?
No.
I never allow my phone to update. Somehow Apple got
yeah, same.
Me. And it updated itself 2 days ago. And now my number's weird and funky the time.
Oh, I've seen that. I don't like it.
I hate it.
I also was avoiding the update for a long time. And then I did update it once. So now I can at least see the emojis people are sending me. Because there was a minute where it was just those lines. And I was like, what emoji are they sending? I have no idea. So I updated it. Now I know it's like a melty face. Or
melty
that embarrassed face. Where the hands are on top of the eyes.
That's funny.
But then I have another update that's like due that I haven't done. So
I don't want it. Also, you can edit text now, but I can't figure it out. And I don't want to edit my text.
Like after you send it?
Yeah.
Huh. But it's sent. Wouldn't the person have already seen it? Or like,
yeah.
I guess you try to edit before they read it?
No. So it goes through and then another text comes through and it says edited too. But now with the update, I won't get that second text that says edited too. It'll just be edited. You know how Kanye released Life of Pablo and then kept changing stuff? Uh-huh. That's what text messages are now.
Whoa. But wait, so the person receiving the edited text, it'll say that this text was edited?
Unless you did the update. If you did the update, then it just edits it.
Can you give me an example of like us texting and what that would look like? Like if you sent me something and then you wanted to edit it. Or I guess we can do it right now.
I don't quite. Okay, let me see if I can figure it out.
Yeah.
This is the content people come here for. Okay. Hello. And then, okay. Did you see it? Do you see it on your phone?
Yes, I see. Hello. And then it says edited to hello, hi.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand the point of that because I know that you edited it. Yeah. I feel like edit. You would want to edit, like on Instagram in DMs, you can send something, and if the person hasn't read it yet, you can unsend it mm-hmm. and be like, huh, psych, that never happened. where this is just telling me that you that you wanted to change something.
I don't know. Maybe it's so like you can, I don't know. You know how sometimes I send convoluted text messages that make no sense? Mm-hmm. I guess I could go back and read it and clarify, but I'm never going to do that.
No, you're never going to do that.
No, I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys never sent a text you regretted?
No.
Oh, absolutely. But I feel like this is not helping that. Like, I feel like it would, because I still got the initial hello. It's not like the initial thing that Nicole texted went away and mm-hmm. then it was replaced with what she actually meant. I can't like, I don't understand. I don't think, does this feature like get rid of the original text? If not, then it's like, what is the point? Otherwise, that text that you regret is still delivered.
It's not like Gmail where you can rescind it after 5 seconds or something.
Oh, I don't think I even knew about that feature.
But I believe you only have 5 seconds to be like, ah, just kidding, I don't quit.
Oh. Please get me at this job, I need it.
I need this job, I need to pay my rent. No.
Dang.
Yeah, dang-a-lang-a-lang.
Did you watch the Ryan Murphy show Popular?
Of course I did. With Leslie Bibb and the other woman.
I don't remember really much about the show, but I do know there was a high school student who was dying and he wrote an email to everyone he knew individually, telling them what he thought about them.
Oh, and scheduled
them to be delivered when he died. But then he didn't actually die. So then the emails got sent anyway. And now people are like hating him because they're like, wait, that's what you think about me? Isn't that crazy?
I love it. We should do that. Or maybe I'll put that in my will. I'll be like, here's what I really fucking thought about you, you dummy.
Oh, no.
No, that would be too terrible.
That would be too terrible. I sent you that Instagram post about a woman who died and she gave everyone who came to her funeral a Ouija board and said, keep in touch. I loved it.
Very funny. Very funny. I love when people have a little bit of humor with their death.
Yeah, it's very funny.
A little death with a side of humor. There we go. I mean, it's inevitable, so why not have a little fun with it?
It's true. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Should we do a quiz?
Let's do a quiz. Let's do a quiz.
Q-U-I-Z.
Since this will be the first episode of the new year, do you guys want to talk about any like New Year's resolutions or plans for the new year? Right, Kimmy, this is the first one for the new year?
Yeah, it is.
Jordan, were you not listening? We had a whole section about New Year's resolutions and how we don't have them.
Wow, shaking my dang head. Jordan's Never not mind. Listening.
I'm Jordan's Elizabeth. Not listening.
Listen to women.
Believe I'll women when they say they I'll don't have a resolution.
Never mind. I'm cutting all this. So sorry.
No, leave this in.
No, actually leave it in because it really, it does feel like this is a Groundhog's Day episode. We just keep revisiting the beginning of the episode.
Happy New Year.
I was messaging her ideas for sound effects, so I probably distracted her right when you guys said it to defend okay. Jordan.
I see. I promise I listen.
It's okay. I bet our voices aren't even in her headphones. She's listening to music right now.
Yeah, she's listening to her own she's very her nice songs.
Just on repeat.
Wait, Sashir, do you have plans for the new year?
I guess not plans.
I feel like you're being Rihanna. Work, 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 work.
Yeah, I'm going to Atlanta pretty soon to shoot Agatha, which will be great.
She's in the Marvel Universe. She's in the MCU, which is not the original one. The original one is the Madea Cinematic Universe. She's in the second one, and I'm so proud of her. Honestly, I can't say it enough. I'm so happy.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
It's so fucking cool.
It's really fucking cool. Yeah, I'm very, 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 very excited.
I hope you have a nice time and everyone's nice to you and gives you kisses and hugs when you want them.
Yes. If I receive kisses and hugs, I hope they are consensual.
Well, you know, sometimes I feel like you don't want to be touched. So, like, no,
you're thinking about you.
Oh.
I like hugging.
You do like hugging. You are always trying to hug me.
I'm always trying to hug you, and you try to block me. Or you clam up. But you're doing so much better. You're working on it.
Thank you. I'm trying to break down my walls.
And I can see that. I see it. I notice it. I see the growth.
Thank you. Can I tell you? I found this new hair care product. I think it's called Mishi. Okay. Kimmy, will you look it up? I think it's M-I-C-H-E. Mishi. I think it's for natural, black lady natural hair. But my God, the mousse really defines my curls. I mean, I slept on it, so it's not good. But
ooh, that's a plug, yeah.
Right? And it was all like that yesterday. Ooh. But then I put on a wig cap and a wig, and it kind of flattened them out, and then I went to sleep.
This is a mousse?
It's a mousse.
Okay.
They have styling gel cream stuff. There's like curl refresher. I like their clarifying shampoo and the conditioner. Good.
I love this.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's the first time I've like found a product where I was like, oh, I think this like actually works for my hair. Because I don't think my hair does well with a lot of chems.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness.
Kimmy, did you find it?
I did, and I confirmed it is pronounced Mish.
You Mish. Did it.
Yes, that is the brand, and I fucking love it. That's it. I just wanted to share that with you. Sashir,
you.
Do you wash your bald head?
I do wash my bald ass head.
What a wild way for me to phrase that. You wash that bald head, Baldy?
I do wash my bald head. And
do you shampoo it?
I shampoo it and I condition it. Because I still get dandruff if it's like dry. Mm. So, and you could really see it since I have no hair to hide it. So, yeah, I do still shampoo and condition it. I thought, like, I can just get whatever shampoo and conditioner because, like I have such little hair, who cares? But I got something from CVS. I'm not going to say what it was, but I just, like, got some random something. And I was like, ew, this doesn't feel good. Like, actually didn't feel good. It was like sticky or I don't know how I just did not feel good. It just felt like chemicals. No. It felt like a lot of chemicals on my hair. Even though I don't have a lot of hair, I still don't want to do that to it. So my friend Sabrina Rowe has a brand called Natural. It's like N-T-R-L.
Oh.
And I've been using her shampoo and conditioner and I like it a lot. And she has these shampoo conditioner bars. That's like a bar as opposed to like a
liquid. Soap bar?
Like a soap bar. And I just rub it right on my head directly.
Wild. What a treat. What's it called again?
Natural. And it's N-T-R-L.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it.
N-T-R-L. Natural without the vows. Oh my God. Vowels.
Yes, without the vowels. Yes.
My God, that was really tough. Sometimes I worry about my brain.
No, you're doing great.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, Jordan, can we do a quiz now?
Yeah, is it okay with you, Jordan? If we do a quiz
Jordan,
now.
Can we do a quiz now? Wait, Jordan, what are your New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, sounds like you're dying to talk about resolutions. Let's hear what yours are.
No, I missed it and I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We're just making fun.
I'll be filming a music video. My album officially comes out in February.
Ooh, yes, yes, yes. So, yes. Does it have a name? Can you say the title of it?
The name of the album is No Big Deal, and there's 5 full tracks on it. And it's nerve-wracking and scary. I'm just trying to do more music and promote that. So.
That's well, amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you. I also want to say a really big thank you for letting me share my stuff on your podcast, because so many people have gone to my music video and have commented like, Nicole and Sashir brought me here. And I'm like, this is so nice.
Of course. Yay. Yes. You're in the family. We got to promote.
Yes. Thanks, anything you want to promote. Songs. Anything, really.
I couldn't think of one other thing.
The only other thing in my head was pie, and I was like, songs and pie?
Yeah, if you got a good pie you want to talk about, we can.
Yeah, anything, really. Songs, pie.
I make a great chocolate cream pie. So,
there we go.
Well, Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year.
Imagine that became a phrase people said there. Well, Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
I wonder what that would mean. Is it like, you know what? Like, maybe it's like the end of something, or you're like, I'm like cleansing this. I'm done with this and we're on to a new year. Like, if someone like, I don't know, is bringing bad energy, you're like, well, Happy New Year. I'm moving on.
I like that. I'm going to try to say it. I will immediately forget after this episode.
Yes.
Okay. Let's do a quiz now.
Yeah. Oh, what about eat some pie and every flavor to determine which holiday you are most like, which is topical because we were just talking about pie and holidays. Specifically, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Pick a classic pie.
Apple pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Chocolate pie.
Pecan pie.
I do love an apple pie.
I'm going to say pumpkin pie. I'd prefer a sweet potato, but I will take a pumpkin.
Pick a fruity pie.
Cherry pie.
Key lime pie.
Lemon meringue pie.
Blueberry pie.
I think I say key lime pie.
Okay. Sometimes it's a little too tangy for me.
It's got tang for sure, but I like the combination of the whipped cream and the and the tang.
Cherry pie is disgusting. I guess lemon meringue, because I'm not eating a blueberry pie.
Okay. Pick another pie.
Mint chocolate chip pie.
Coconut cream pie.
Caramel pie.
I don't think I've seen a caramel pie.
Me either.
Peanut butter pie.
Hmm. Peanut butter pie.
I'm going to also say peanut butter pie.
Mm. Yeah. Pick a pie.
Chocolate pudding pie.
Oreo pie.
Strawberry pie.
Banana cream pie.
Maybe I'll do chocolate. Well, I like Oreos too.
The strawberry pie looks wild.
I don't understand how it's held together. It just looks like a pile of strawberries on crust.
That's truly what it looks like. I'm being an Oreo pie.
I think I'm going to do chocolate pudding. Pick another pie.
So many pies. Hot chocolate pie?
What? A snickerdoodle pie?
Cookie dough pie.
Peach pie.
I would love to know what a snickerdoodle pie is. I'm going to go with that one.
Cookie dough pie. Oh, no, but what about peach? Also, isn't it called peach cobbler? Or is it a peach pie?
Those are two different things.
Ooh, happy new year.
Well, well, well. Okay, then I'll keep my peaches for the cobbler and I'll have a cookie dough pie.
I'll keep my peaches for the cobbler. I'd like that to be a phrase too. Well, I'll keep my peaches for the cobbler.
Well, happy new year. I'll keep my peaches to the cobbler.
Pick a pie.
Matcha pie.
I don't know what that is. What's matcha?
It's like tea, right?
Ew, a tea pie. Okay, blackberry pie.
Raspberry pie.
Cinnamon roll pie? I'm learning that I'm not much of a pie person.
There's so many pies I don't even know about. Yeah. I didn't realize there was this much of a variety.
Huge pie world out there. Cinnamon roll pie.
Okay. Maybe a raspberry. I'll do a raspberry pie. Pick a pie.
No. Red velvet pie?
That's a cake. That's a damn cake. That is a cake. Can't fool me. Okay. Funfetti pie.
That's also a cake.
These are not looking like cakes.
Boston cream pie? Is that a pie? Yeah.
And a brownie pie is a brownie.
That's just a brownie, friends.
My goodness. We didn't need this many questions about pie. Could have stopped a couple ago.
What is this quiz?
I guess I'm going to pick Boston cream pie because it's really the only pie in this section.
I'm going to pick funfetti pie because what is it?
Yeah, it's like a birthday cake pie. Pick a pie.
Cookie pie.
Which is a cookie. Dark chocolate pie.
S'mores pie.
Which is s'mores. A tiramisu pie. Just because in a circle. Are we classifying?
Does it make thee a pie?
Right? Are we just saying things that are in a circle are pies? Because sometimes
seems as such.
Things in a circle are cakes. Pies are defined by their crusts. Oh. A filled pie, also a single crust or bottom crust, has a pastry lining the baking dish, and the filling is placed on top of the pastry but left open. So if it has a crust, it's a pie.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we can't see the bottom of some of these pictures. So
we just have to take the picture's word for it.
Yeah.
Okay. But I know that cookie pie is not in a pie crust. I know that with my heart of hearts.
Also, don't believe that the tiramisu pie is in a crust.
No. Who would ever? Who?
Okay. I mean, I do like tiramisu a lot. I don't know if I like it in a pie form, but I will pick it.
I know I don't want a cookie with a pastry bottom, but I'm going to go with that cookie pie.
Yeah. Pick a pie.
This is never ending. Oatmeal cream pie.
Orange creamsicle pie.
Cannoli pie?
Rocky road pie.
Wild. Okay. This is the most intense pie quiz I've ever taken.
And I've taken a lot of pie quizzes in my day.
I'm taking pie quizzes all day, every day. Nary have been as intense as this. Okay. That orange creamsicle pie looks like a real treat. So I'm going to pick that one.
I'm going to say oatmeal cream pie. Because it's like one of those little snacks.
Like Little Debbie snacks.
Yes. I like those.
Pick one last pie.
A Nutella pie.
A piña colada pie.
Cookies and cream pie.
A caramel frappuccino pie. That looks like a cake.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Nutella pie.
I'm going to go with cookies and cream pie.
It's definitely a cake.
Yeah, it's a cake for sure.
This is Nicole.
Oh, and Thanksgiving. The glue that holds everything and everyone in your life together. Whenever there's a peacemaker needed, you step in and settle things down. you like to constantly be surrounded by friends and family.
And this is this year.
I'm Christmas.
Wow.
You're all about spreading cheer and keeping positive thoughts. You're a big fan of surprises, both being surprised and surprising others. You'd much rather give than receive.
Okay. I feel
like ours got switched, or I don't know. I don't think I'm also, Thanksgiving either.
Nobody's Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving's a terrible holiday. Roll, Chrissy Columbus came on over and was rude to everybody.
So rude.
Rude. He was that boy Rihanna was talking about.
He's rude.
Rude boy, come and get rude boy. How does that go?
Come on, rude boy, boy, let me get it on. Come on, rude boy, boy, let me get it on. Take it.
Oh. Yeah, that was a lovely rendition. I loved it so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Should we answer questions?
Yeah, let's answer some queries, ma dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay, so I got cut off, which means that it was entirely too fucking long. But pretty much my coworker turned friend took advantage of my kindness when I offered to help her move out of her apartment to a different state. I offered to donate some things for her. And then after we loaded the car up, she was like, actually, can you take it to a consignment shop and, like, sell them for me because I really need the money with moving. But I already didn't really like her because at work we butt heads several times. When after I onboarded her to the account that I was on that she is now leading, and anytime I would check in with her or, like, ask her about a project or how something was going, she took it as being micromanaging and not trusting her capabilities when I was very explicit that was not the case, that I thought she was more than capable and that I was genuinely interested in a project. And it got to the point where she was, like, sending me very long messages when I'm like, hey, we should just talk in person, to a point where she, like, called me a snake and said that what I was doing was, like, I was trying to get that position back from her when she knows damn well I don't want that fucking position because it caused me so much fucking stress. Sorry for the rant. Hate it. Looking for a new job. Send the prayers, send the energy, whatever religion. But she now still wants to be friends. She lives in a different state. She texts me. I'm one-worded or kind of short. She tries to set up, like, FaceTime with me because we both smoke. And it's just, like, I don't really want to do that anymore. But we do still have a coworker relationship. So I don't know how to end the friend side of things in a nice way, because I am historically not nice, but I would not like to burn this bridge. I do value her as a working, not really, but like I should. Like I just don't want to burn bridges. You never know. So any notes on how to scale back on a coworker relationship turn friendship would be greatly appreciated. I love you both very much. You're such a joy in my life that you're not actually in my life. I act like you guys are my friends, but you're not. My pronouns are they, them. I will say that. And you can call me whatever the fuck you want to.
I'm so confused by this coworker that was like, I need help moving. Now go sell my clothing?
Ooh, boy. Ooh, boy.
No. Get out of here, friend, with that nonsense.
That's pushing your friend's generosity.
Yeah, I don't like them. This one's tough.
So the friend who moved to a different state? Mm-hmm. And do they still work at the same company or, like, no longer coworkers?
It seems like they're coworkers because she transferred whatever case she was on to the friend, and the friend was like, "Stop micromanaging me." And I guess they still work at the company, even though they moved. That's why they don't want to burn that bridge professionally.
But FaceTiming and smoking together isn't professional at all.
Sure,
so
isn't.
I don't think it's a necessary thing you have to maintain to make sure that work relationship is still intact.
But yeah, I think there's a world where you just go, hey, I think we just keep this like work. I'm having trouble separating work and pleasure right now, so I'd like to keep you in my work life. I interrupted you, Sashir. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But what if what you just said like makes that person feel like bad? You know, what if they're like, oh, you're basically saying you don't want to be my friend. But like, you do have to kind of say that. But like, how do you stop this person from texting you or expecting FaceTimes?
I think you just say, like, I'm really overwhelmed right now. And I don't have like, I don't have the brain power for this friendship.
Yeah. I keep bringing up this thing that Kimmy said, I don't know what episode it was, but like not having the bandwidth to be the friend that person needs. Like, yeah, you can say something like, yeah, I got a lot on my work plate and my life plate, whatever. They don't have to know specifics. I don't know if I can dedicate that much time. Our friendship. It's such a weird thing to say because, like, it's just texts and, well, not just, I guess also FaceTimes and smoking sessions.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could be like, I don't really feel comfortable with our smoking sessions anymore since we are coworkers.
Oh, didn't the caller also say they're trying to stop smoking or like smoke less? Maybe they could be like, I'm not really into smoking like that anymore. So like, I'm gonna stop doing these FaceTime sessions where we do that because I'm not trying to get high like that or something like that. Like for my health, I'm gonna step back from doing that. So at least that's like.
But there's a world where they're like, we can still FaceTime and I'll smoke and you don't have to. Or neither of us can smoke. Yeah. This one's tough for whatever reason.
Yeah. Do you? Other people, on the mic have.
Do you other people on the mic?
Well, I didn't want to be like, do you guys or do you ladies? I just like I was like you people here on the Zoom.
You people here on the Zoom with microphones. What say they?
I personally think this one's a little on our caller to have boundaries and that that's not a bad thing. Like, honestly, it sounds like they didn't like this person, but they felt like they were supposed to help move them.
Yeah.
And I think this person didn't need to do that, didn't need to go sell the clothes. And so this person should feel empowered to have boundaries and not say yes to helping people that they do not have a good relationship with. It's not, you're not a bad person if you just don't help every single person you come across. Mm-hmm. So I think my encouragement for this person is, the only reason they're not burning a bridge, which being civil and just kind of drifting out of someone's life isn't burning a bridge. It's just being, we live in different states and I don't have time to respond all the time or to answer FaceTime. So
yeah,
there are two kinds of people in the world, the kind who sort of just let you drift quietly and can kind of read the signs of like, oh, these are short responses. And then the kind of people who are a little pushy, and those people tend to like straightforward answers. So I think it's really fair to say, hey, you know what? You moved. I'm really caught up with work. As you know, it's a really busy job and it's stressful. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to occasionally stay in touch, but I just want to set expectations. I just have a lot going on right now and I'm not going to be the most responsive friend. I don't know. If someone said that to me, I'd be sad, but I wouldn't be like, wow, how mean. I'd be like, they know what they need and I maybe should build more friendships in the state I'm in. So I just want our caller to feel empowered to set boundaries.
I really like, I might not be responsive right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that a lot for whatever reason. It's like, ooh, okay.
Yeah. I like that.
All right. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Solved.
Solved. Great job, team.
We did it. Everybody on the mics did a good job.
All right. Here's another one.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. My name is Casey, and I'm calling from California. My problem is that I've been dating my boyfriend now for about a year, and he still hasn't met my family or friends, and that's not on purpose. Like, how do I phrase it? Like, I'm not keeping him away from them, but I'm also... I don't know. I just feel like it's not super necessary right now, but now I'm getting a lot of pressure from friends and family to start bringing him to events and stuff. And it's not, again, not that I don't want to. I'm just a little bit like nervous to bring it up to him because I'm kind of scared to like have the conversation of like, oh, well, how deep is this gonna get? Like, you know, how much longer are we gonna continue seeing each other? Because I mean, we've already said I love you and we kind of discuss everything else really openly, but my family kind of means the whole world to me, and I don't really want to accidentally like bring someone around who isn't going to be around forever. I also have three older sisters who are extremely judgmental, and I'm the baby of the family. So I really just like don't want to get shit on for bringing home kind of a not great person if that turns out to be the case. So anyway, yeah, my question is like, how do I approach this conversation with my boyfriend? Do I have to invite him and have a deeper conversation, or can I just make it like normal and be fine? Anyway, those are my questions. So have a great day and thank you for listening. Bye.
Okay. Our caller said some troubling things for me, that she's worried that her boyfriend might not be a good person or something.
Yeah. And what happens if I bring home a not great person?
Yeah. So I'm like, are you protecting your family from your boyfriend and not yourself? Because if he's not a great person, you shouldn't be around him either. And there is a reason why you haven't introduced this man to your family and friends. And I think you got to answer that question before you answer people being like, why don't you bring him around? Why don't you want to bring him around?
Yeah, this seems like a more of a self-reflective thing. Do you actually want to introduce your boyfriend to your family and friends?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for yourself. Not because of what he wants, not because of what your family and friends want. Like, what do you want? And if it's a no, then yeah, why is that the answer? Mm-hmm. Are you embarrassed of him? Do you think he's not actually like the person you'd be proud to show to your family and friends? Mm-hmm. Is he volatile? Like, what's going on? Or is it, do you think your family, I guess she said she has two judgmental sisters, but if you really love this person, mm-hmm. it kind of doesn't matter. Like it, sure, your sisters are judgy, but like they can think whatever they want to think. If you love this person and want them in your life and stand by them, it can just roll off your back. It doesn't have to matter what their opinion is.
Yeah. Then are your friends judgy too? Because there's a lot of people that you haven't, you know, brought this person around. I would like to know why this person, other than a judgy sister, mm-hmm. why they haven't thought to bring them around friends.
Yeah. Because, and everyone has their own timeline for their relationships, but a year seems like a good chunk of time to not have them around your friends. Like, even like hanging out, like, there's never been like a birthday party, like a group hang or anything that you thought about bringing your boyfriend to?
Yeah, after a year, it seems pretty pointed that you're not bringing him around.
Even for your own birthday party. Like,
yeah.
What do you, like, do you have like a separate thing with your boyfriend and then a separate thing with your friends?
How interesting.
And then the questions of like, you know, do we have to have these conversations of like, where are we going with this? Or like, how long are we planning us being together, et cetera? You're already dating. It's not like mm-hmm. there's a question. It seems like you're already dating. You have been dating for a year. And you said, I love you. So it's not like, what are we? You're in a relationship. So I guess, you know, marriage and like other life stuff, those can be questions, but also don't have to be questions right now. Those things ought to be thought about for him to meet your people in your life.
Yeah. And if you don't stay together, that's not like a failure on your part or anything. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll just find somebody else. You'll find someone who's a better match.
Yeah. I think generally people understand relationships don't always last. So if you bring your partner around your friends or your family and it doesn't work out and he's not there the next year, mm-hmm. I think that's fine. They're not, I mean, I would hope that they're not like, why'd you even introduce me? He was just going to leave.
Why'd you bring this man around?
I learned his name and everything.
Yeah. I'm mad I had to learn a new name.
I had to shake his hand. I had to talk about sports with him. How dare you?
I hate sports.
Yeah, I think your friends or family are asking about him because they love you. And they know that you love a person. Mm-hmm. And so they probably want to meet the person you love. So they just want to like get more insight on your life. It's not necessarily a pressure thing of like, you have to bring this person around or like, what's the next step in your relationship? They probably just want to know who he is.
Because they want to see the person who makes you happy.
Yeah. So if this person does make you happy, I think you should bring them around the other people who make you happy.
I think so too.
Yeah. I hope that helped.
I hope so, too. Give us an update.
Give us an update. Solved until we hear the update. Solved. Oh, we got an email. Hi, guys. Love the podcast. I just wanted to email you and tell you thank you for the full belly laugh you gave me this afternoon. I've been so stressed because I have a baby and I'm going through a divorce and domestic violence situation. But my God. Nicole, you caught me off guard and I almost wrecked my car. Haha. I was getting off the freeway when Sashir was talking about the pink police cars in Mexico. And Nicole, you hit us with a, but I mean, if I was beating my wife and I saw that pink cop car, I don't know if I'd stop. I scrumped the way I cackled, mouth open, head back. Haha, I kept trying to drive, but then I was crying from laughing. I literally had to pause the podcast, wipe my eyes, and try to get myself together before I could hit play again and continue driving. You two are hilarious, and I love your friendship. Thank you for brightening my Wednesdays with your joy.
Oh, that's nice. Nice. I'm glad that my domestic violence joke brought them so much joy.
Well, I mean, also, it sounds like they're going through it as far as domestic violence in particular. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it's probably good that they could laugh about it in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all we're trying to do. Get the people laughing.
Get the people laughing. Let's do another one. No, we don't have time for another one. We're done.
We don't? We're done?
I think that's it.
Wow.
Happy New Year.
We've come to the end. Happy New Year, everybody. It's the new year. Okay.
If you
have an email.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
No, you do it.
If you want to email us, you can email Nicole and Sashir at gmail.com or call or text or leave a voice memo at 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
We have transcripts for our new episodes, too, and you can check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support the show.
That's it for us.
Happy New Year from Happy Nicole New- and Sashir.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.